Hi everyone, welcome to episode 22 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, Tegan Muffin. Today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, yesterday I hit level 35, so yep, I leveled up. Still quite low on the level ladder, so hopefully I'll get to level 40 by the end of the year. And this week I haven't been doing many raids. I did 2 Mega Slowbro raids, so I think I need to do 1 or 2 more. I can Mega Evolve it, and I did 1 Galarian Slowpoke raid, so I've completed the special time research to get the t-shirt, or that's the main thing about it, and the collection challenge medal. So yeah, I did that. And this week there are actually 3 bits of news, but then I'm going to go over 2 of them because one of them is going to be going over the special raid weekend where there's double candy, but by the time I listen to this, it's either going to be late Sunday evening or next week, so it won't really matter. And the first bit of news is an update to June events. And it's one small thing, and it says, save Shadow Ho-Oh from Giovanni. It says, we're hearing reports that Giovanni will have Shadow Ho-Oh in his grasp from Thursday, June 17th at 12 a.m. to Wednesday, September 1st at 12 a.m. local time. You can complete the latest Team Go Rocket special research, a 7-color rainbow, to earn a Super Rocket Radar. This will help you track down the Team Go Rocket boss and save Shadow Ho-Oh. So yeah, I think Shadow Ho-Oh will be pretty good, and yeah, so I don't know the stats of it, we'll probably be going over it later, but then, yeah. The second bit of news is Go Battle League Season 8 begins on Monday, May 31st at 1 p.m. PDT. So it's another update, so it's really short news today. It says, trainers, we have increased the Stardust rewards for Go Battle League to match the amount rewarded at the end of Season 7. The initial reduction was an oversight, and we apologise for the inconvenience it caused. To compensate for the missed Stardust in the first week of the season, we are increasing to the end of Season 8 Stardust rewards to twice Season 7 amount. We want to thank the Go Battle League community for noticing this error and quickly bringing it to our attention. So if you don't know, recently for the Season 8, instead of, because they said it will be increased Stardust, but they actually halved the Stardust, so it meant it's like 50% of the normal amount. So when you get double Stardust, it's just the normal amount. So loads of people in the community were really annoyed about this. But yeah, so that's actually all the news. That was really short, only like 3 minutes. So now to go on to the next section. Yep, now it's time for Mega Zone, and it has been a while. So this week we're going to be going over Mega Slowbro. Last week we kind of went a bit over it, but not like in full. So its Pokedex entry is, when Slowbro Mega Evolves, it becomes engulfed by the shoulders so that only its head, arms, and a white-tipped tail are visible. Its head pokes out of the mouth of the shoulder and surrounded by shoulders now larger teeth. The spiral shoulder now has an opening at its tip, allowing the tail of Slowbro to stick out. Mega Slowbro balances on its tail due to its legs being engulfed. It can move by balancing using its tail as a spring. The spikes on the shoulder are now reduced to 4 on the bottom section of its body, the dark spots only visible on the middle section. Mega Slowbro's energy has gathered into shoulder, which has increased in its hardness. This allows it to act as armor so that nothing hard can stretch it. Slowpoke is virtually unchanged, but gains more power and motivation from shoulders and digestive fluids. So that's kind of dark, so it's being slowly digested, and then the reason it's like so powerful is because it doesn't want to be eaten alive by a giant shoulder. Like, that's just a bit dark. Yeah, and the best, now we're going to be going with the best moveset, so when you Mega Evolve, your Slowbro have like good attacks. The best moveset for Slowbro is Confusion Psychic for offense and defense, so yeah, you don't have to waste your TMs on it. Vulnerable to Ghost, Dark, Electric, Grass, and Bug, which all deal 160% damage, and resistant to Steel, Fighting, Water, Psychic, Ice, and Fire, which only deal 63% damage. So all moves it can learn are Water Gun and Confusion for its quick moves, and main moves Ice Beam, Water Pulse, Psychic, Restoration, and Return. So the best counters, we'll be going more into this later. Thundurus or Therian form with Thunderstruck and Thunderbolt, Gengar with Lick and Shadow Ball, or Gengar with Shadow Claw and Shadow Ball. Also Thundurus Therian with Volt Switch and Thunderbolt, Gengar or Gengar with Hex and Shadow Ball, and Yveltal with Snarl and Dark Pulse. Basically it's just those repeated, just with different movesets. So the base stats, attack 177, defense 118, and stamina 216. So max CP for level 15, 1,090. Level 20, 1,454. Level 30, 2,181. Level 40, 2,545. Max CP with Rather Boost for level 25 is 1,817. Level 35, 2,063. Max HP for level 40 is 182. The height is 1.6 meters and the weight is 78.5 kilograms. Base capture rate is 20%, base fear rate 6%, and body walk distance 3 kilometers. So when you're raiding it, well, this is now going to be tips for when you're raiding it, it's a whopping 48,452 CP. Or just round that to 48,000. So I would recommend about 6 people to join, because I've done lots of raids, and or the two I've done so far, there's been 6 people. So, or 7 people, it really depends. And yeah, the final bit is the best. Well, so on that list is only non-mega. So the best counters, like the proper best, are Mega Gengar, Mega Gyarados. So just like Mega Evolving Pokemon, but obviously you can't have two Megas at the same time, so you have to choose one. Maybe choose Mega Gengar, really depends how much. So Mega Gyarados with Bite and Crunch, and Mega Gengar with Shadow Claw and Shadow Ball. So the alternate ones you could choose are Mega Houndoom with Snarl and Foul Play, also Darkrai with Snarl and Shadow Ball, and maybe Chandelier with Hex and Shadow Ball. So basically, loads of dark type attacks. And if you have Spagiratinas, you could have like a team of 6 with Shadow Claw and Shadow Ball. So yeah, basically just bring dark types, grass types, and electric types, so you'll be able to destroy it easily. Yeah, now it's time for Poke Time, and this week, a bit off topic, we're going to be going over Electabuzz and Electivire. The only reason I'm doing this is just because when I was doing my Slowbro raids, they recommended me this just because I had good attacks and lots of them were electric. So, yeah. So, Electabuzz is the electric Pokemon and the 125th Pokemon as well. Its Pokedex entry is, Electabuzz is a slightly humanoid Pokemon with a few feline traits. It has an antenna with bulbous tips where its ear should be, 2 long tufts on the fur on top of its head, small eyes, and 2 large fangs on its upper jaw. It's covered in yellow fur with many black stripes. There's a large lightning bolt-shaped stripe on Electabuzz's chest, a V-shaped stripe on its forehead, 1 stripe on its side, a thick stripe down its back, 2 bands on each leg, several broken bands on each arm, and many rings around its long tail. There are 3 clawed toes on each feet, 2 in front and 1 in back, 5 fingers on each hand. In the dark, Electabuzz will glow light blue from the electrical charges running across its body. It is constantly leaking more electricity than it consumes. Electabuzz often gathers in groups around tall trees in order to wait for the upcoming storm. During torrential thunderstorms, Electabuzz will compete to find locations likely to be struck by lightning in order to absorb the electrical power. See, just Pokemon, like, that's just making me wonder, what do Pokemon do in their spare time? Is Electabuzz, what should I do? I'm bored. Okay, I'm just going to be struck by lightning. Imagine, like, other Pokemon. Imagine what Giratina does in its spare time. Electabuzz is often used as an alternative to lightning rods. You can't see my face, but I can't even explain what I'm thinking right now. See, like, I read this thing recently where in the Alola region, they use this Pokemon as food. Like, right now, I'm just really confused. But I thought, like, Pokemon were their best buddies and stuff, and now they're cooking them and using them as lightning rods. So, Electabuzz is often used as an alternative to lightning rods because it is unharmed by the absorption of electricity. It's also capable of entirely non-verbal communication via electrical currents when it's close proximity to others of its species. Blackouts can have been known to happen when groups of Electabuzz gather to consume electricity of power plants, thus often get blamed for occurring power outages. As a result, ground-type Pokemon are kept around power plants to keep Electabuzz from raiding. As demonstrated in the anime, Electabuzz is sent to interrage by the color red. In battle, Electabuzz windmills its arms, apparently to add momentum to its punches. This method of battle battle seems ineffective, as opponents can escape in the meantime. Electabuzz typically resides near power plants and can cause blackouts in cities, though it can also be found in grasslands. Some Pokemon have pretty dark backstories. Like, they're basically using a Pokemon as, like, electric rod. Yes, so the best moveset for Electabuzz is Thundershock and Thunderbolt for offensive defense, so you don't have to waste your TMs. So its electric type is vulnerable to ground, which deals 160% damage, and resistant to steel, electric, and flying, which only deals 63% damage. So obviously there's Elekid, but I won't be covering that because it's not really PvP relevant or anything relevant, because you're pretty much never going to use it. So you need 25 candy to evolve into Elekid. Electabuzz, you need 100 candy and a Sinistone to evolve into Electivire. All moves it can learn are Thundershock and Low Kick, and the main moves are Thunder Punch, Thunder, Thunderbolt, Frustration, and Return. Shiny is red. I actually do have the shiny. And the best counters are Landorus Therian with Mudshot and Earthquake, or Mudshot and Earth Power, Excadrill with Mudslap and Earthquake, Groudon with Mudshot and Earthquake, Excadrill with Mudslap and Drill Run, if you can do that. So you can have two Excadrills, or Garchomp with Mudshot and Earthquake. So the base stats: attack 198, defense 158, and stamina 163. The max CP for level 15 is 1000, level 20, 1333, level 30, 2001, and level 40, 2334. Max CP with weather boost for level 25 is 1667, level 35, 2167. Max HP for level 40 is 140, size 1.1 meters, or for the height, and weight 30 kilograms. Base capture rate is 20%, base flee rate is 9%, and buddy walk distance 5 kilometers. Yep, now it's time to go over Electivire, which is the Thunderbolt Pokemon, also the 466 Pokemon. The Pokedex entry is Electivire is a large humanoid Pokemon covered in yellow fur with black stripes. It appears to lack a neck and has red eyes, a black spot on its forehead, and a pair of antennae with bulbous tips. A pattern on Electivire's back resembles an electrical outlet. The fur on its cheeks and shoulders is spiky and ruffled. It has two black tails with red rounded ends resembling open electrical wires. Electivire has black feet with three clawed toes and five black fingers on each of its hands. Electivire is said to have the best electrical energy output of all electric type Pokemon. Electivire is known to be recklessly careless regarding enemy attacks. The tips of its tails generate electricity, which shock opponents on contact over 2 or 20,000 volts. It can also electrify its punches by gripping onto its tails. Blue sparks fly between its antennae as its electric charge amplifies. It thumps its chest when excited, causing thunder and sparks to fly around it. The voltage makes it increase when it's battling. The amount of electric energy in it can produce depends on Electivire's pulse. Electivire usually feeds off electrical currents. In the anime, Electivire has been seen eating fruits from trees. A single Electivire is capable of powering a large city for an entire year. That is interesting. Wait, quickly though, it can power a large city for an entire year. Or you can like attach wires to it and leave it for a year just to take electric power. Like, it just is just kind of dark. So, going over its best movesets, Thundershock and Wild Charge for offense and defense. So, yeah, it's okay. I might actually have two attacks, the community day move, Flamethrower, and Wild Charge. So, obviously, it's electric, vulnerable to ground, which deals 160% damage, resistant to steel, electric, and flying, which deals 63% damage. All moves it can learn, so its quick moves, are Thundershock and Low Kick, and its main moves, Ice Punch, Thunder, Wild Charge, Flamethrower, you need Elite TM, Frustration, and Return. The shiny is kind of dark yellow with blue tips instead of yellow tips, so that's cool. And it has the same counters, so I'm not going to be going over that. Base stats: attack 249, defense 163, and stamina 181. Level 15, high CP is 1320, level 20, 1759, level 30, 2640, level 40, 3079. Max CP with feather boost for level 25, 2199, level 35, 2859. Max HP for level 40 is 154, the height is 1.8 meters, the weight is 130.6 kilograms. The base capture rate is 15%, the base flee rate is 10%, body walk distance is 5 kilometers. Yep, now it's time for tip of the week. And this week's tip of the week is about shiny checking. So it's kind of interesting. So I only just realized this, but so when you're shiny checking and there's a clump of Pokemon, this doesn't work for all Pokemon, but it's still quite useful. So when you tap on the Pokemon and see if it's shiny, if it's not, you go away, then it's always going to be facing you. So you can see if there's a big clump of Pokemon, you're shiny checking it, the Pokemon that are facing away from you aren't. You haven't checked, so you can still check if it's shiny or not. Then it's different if like the Pokemon's already facing you at the start, so that's the only time it doesn't work. But then that, so it's a good tip. So if you're looking for shinies like me, you can do that. So thank you for listening this far. It's the end of the episode. Please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And also, obviously, I say this every week, you can leave a voicemail on Anchor, or you can go on WordPress and my site. I always link that in the description. And you can give some feedback or send in a message, and I'll hopefully get on the show. Also, you can leave a review. So for the reviews, I'm going to be stockpiling into one giant episode. So when I have enough reviews to do that, that's going to be one episode. So it'd be really good. So remember, reviews and feedback, and maybe a voicemail if you want to. Thank you for listening this far, and see you next week for another episode of the Pokemon Go podcast. Thanks, TK Muffin.